Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Are you happy to be here this morning? Man, you hear all these requests, people who are sick in the hospital and different needs. I talked with somebody Friday on the phone, and he's thinking about killing himself. And he said, I would kill myself if it wasn't, I wouldn't go to hell. You know, because a lot of people believe you, and that wasn't the time to give him a theological lesson. Well, you don't go to hell by killing yourself. I didn't say that. I said, and I want me to, and I said, you don't need to be anywhere to count. And he was just, and I tried to tell him, encourage him on, get it on, that in his, even though he's as bad as he thinks it is, there are so many other people, they would love to trade places with you. Love to trade, whether they're in the hospital, nursing homes, or they can't get out, or whatever. And he just down in the dumps, when we were kids, you sing that song, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I guess I'll go eat worms. Nobody loves him. And I said, God loves you. If nobody else, look, God loves you. And a lot going on. We talk some spiritual things and all. But we're blessed to be here this morning. So when you get down in the dumps and woe is me, just think how good God is. Just by allowing you to breathe and move, give you another day of life. Even as bad as you may think it is, God is good. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 9. Let me read. Again, there's so much here. I'm only going to get through 3 verses, I think, this morning. Last week, we did go through verses 1-4, and I had all intentions of finishing this chapter again this week, and I only got through verse 7. So I'm going from verse 5 to verse 7 this morning. Every time I get talking like this, I remember my dad used to say, every word of God is pregnant with information. Every word is power-packed, and we just tend to read over it and gloss over it and keep, well, we can just read through or whatever. But that's why I just couldn't get past these 3 verses for the next 30, 45 minutes, whatever it would be. Again, 2 pages of notes that I wanted to share with you this morning. Let me just begin by reading in verse number 1, and we'll read down in verse number 7 to keep it all in context. But the lesson today would be from verse 5 through 6 and 7, 5, 6, and 7. Hebrews 9, chapter number 1. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. Speaking of that tabernacle. For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein the candlestick, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the Holy of Holies. We talked about that last week, about the tabernacle was 45 feet wide and 45 foot long, 15 foot wide, 15 foot high, and divided in 2 sections, the holy place and the Holy of Holies. We looked at that, the things that were inside the tabernacle. On the other side, the veil was the most holy place, the Holy of Holies, where we're going to look at the in verse number 5, the cherubim that was over the Ark of the Covenant. But all that was in the Holy of Holies, where only on the Day of Atonement, the high priest could go once a year and offer the sins for the people, for himself, and then for the sins of the people. And that's what this is talking about. And so have in mind the context. Why is he talking about this? He's showing these believers that Jesus is so much better, that the new covenant, speaking of Jesus, is better than the old covenant, the law, and things of that nature. And that's why he's bringing us out. Verse number 4, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had the manna, we talked about that last week, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, talking about the Ten Commandments. And we finished our lesson there last week. And just a reminder, to me it's a wonderful picture, that all the articles we just read about, the golden candlestick, or at least the tables of showbread, let me repeat, the table of showbread and the altar and all, And they were overlaid with gold, but they were made with acacia wood. The Bible calls it shittim wood, S-H-I-T-T-I-M. It was from acacia trees, what we're told. And it's a kind of wood that would never rot. It would never decay. And overlaid by that would be pure solid gold. And it was a picture of Jesus Christ, that in his flesh, he was perfect. There was no sin. It spoke of his humanity. And it was overlaid with gold. It spoke of his deity. So important things, we talked about this last week, that every article from the outside in of that tabernacle pointed to Jesus Christ. Well, he continues on in verse number 5. And over it, over the Ark of the Covenant, the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot speak particularly. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle. Notice it's plural, priest, plural. They went always into the first tabernacle. That's the holy place, accomplishing the service of God. Verse number 7, but into the second, the holiest of holies, went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood. Very important, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. Now, if we can get past this later on this morning, we will. But I kind of got just the notes, just amazing what's there in verses 5, 6, and 7. I want to begin at verse number 5 where it talks about those cherubims and that mercy seat. The mercy seat was the lid that covered the ark. We talked about that Ark of the Covenant. We think of some big piece of furniture, but we looked at it last week. It was only like 2.5 foot high and not very wide. It was smaller than this communion table. Remember, we gave you even the tabernacle was only 15 foot wide. And my guesstimation was, Philip, you're about 15 foot from this pew there. And that's about the width and the height of the tabernacle. And in the Holy of Holies, behind that veil, which obviously is 15 foot high. And David Norris, once in a while, David Norris asks me a good question. Once in a while, a sensible question. Just kidding, okay? He said, how did the priest get from the holy, from the first section into the Holy of Holies? How did they do that? Well, it's a great question. The Bible does not say, but obviously he couldn't have gone through the middle. Because at Jesus' death, it was ripped from the top to the bottom in twain. Okay, you open it. It was a solid piece of curtain. So the only two options. Did some of the priests lift it up and he kind of crawled under there? The Bible does not say. But if you read about this, that veil was very, very, very heavy. It wasn't like some curtain you have on your drapes at home. It's very heavy. I don't remember the weight somebody claims it to be, but anyway, very heavy. I picture that he would go around by the side. Okay, we're at the edge, because remember the altar of incense is in the middle, okay, about 15 foot. And before he would go into the Holy of Holies, he has to go to the altar of incense and get off those coals off the altar and the incense and put it in that golden censer. And so really, he's only taken 3 steps. Walking up that, and he just kind of enters. That's, I believe, the way he would go in. And then when he'd go in with the golden incense, remember we read in the book of Leviticus, where he would wave that golden censer in that over the altar, and it just filled that 15 by 15 by 15 cube room with smoke. Okay, and then he would offer blood of himself, and we'll get in that later, but he would offer his blood first, the blood of the bullock for himself first. He'd go back out, slay another bullock, come back in, offer the second, he'd put the blood back on the mercy seat for the sins of the people. Then after that, he would go back out, and then they had that goat. Remember, we talked about that goat of the scapegoat, that he'd lay his hands upon the scapegoat, and a fit man would take that goat out into the wilderness. It pictured the sins of the people, that God would forgive their sins as far as the east is from the west, as a picture of that. So you have all this.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.